Welcome to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt, international media celebrity, supermodel, and renowned beauty and lifestyle expert, as well as founder and CEO of Envelop Her, multimedia platform for women, and sought-after inspirational speaker on women's issues. You'll connect with Clarissa's super influencer celebrity friends and experts as they speak about health, wealth, beauty, lifestyle, business, the love of giving, and the love of living a model life. Now, here is Clarissa Burt.
Hello, everybody. You are in the limelight here with another extraordinary episode of In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. What a week. Wow. This was a week that was full of lots of work, as usual, but lots of emotion and reconciliation in the family. And my brother was in from Chicago, and that was extraordinary because we get very little time to spend together. So it was a really, really good week, and full of, as I said before, just so much emotion. And I wanted to share that with you because I know a lot of you saw the post on my social. I don't think I have ever put out a post that has gotten more traction than the reconciliation between my mother and my brother. So that's a very exciting thing. And that's kind of what we, you know, we love to do here is talk about all the things that help us look better, certainly feel better. And that made us feel very, very good and be better and live our greater good. That's what we do. That's why we're here. That's what we talk about in the limelight with Clarissa Burt. So I do have another extraordinary guest for you this week. We have not met in person. We have met online. That's the power of the internet. And just really, really excited to have her on because she is another powerhouse, super award-winning all over the place. If you go to her website, you'll see what I'm talking about. Lots and lots of media credentials. And so when you see a lot of media credentials, you know you're talking to the real deal. This is a woman who, much like myself and a lot of the other women that are in the tribe, in the community, work with women and women's empowerment. She also helps women with in mentoring their businesses. She's a performance expert and a professional speaker. I couldn't be more excited to introduce to you Galit Ventura Rosen. And she's on the other line, I think. Aren't you there?
Hi. I was just going to say, what a great introduction. I have to take you around with me to networking events.
There you are. Well, you've got a date, girlfriend. I promise you, we will be doing that. But in the meantime, welcome to the show. Love what you
do. Thank you.
Love the women you're reaching out to, how you're making a huge difference also with women's empowerment. And when we say empowerment, Galit, don't you agree that we're really talking about women and their self-esteem or the lack thereof?
Yes. And also, it always comes down for me to the idea of believing in yourself. So for me, each of us have our own definition, but for me, it's really lack of, or the other side of the coin would be learning to believe in yourself.
Exactly. And so in the work that you're doing in empowering women, tell me, first of all, what drove you to want to do this kind of work? Because it's not for everybody and not everybody's good at it. And some of the stories that you have where you're getting great satisfaction from the results of the women that you're working with. So why don't you fill us in a little bit?
Absolutely. So ironically, my journey starts from a very young age where I worked in a field where the majority of the people I worked with were male clients and male agents. I have a commercial real estate company in Las Vegas for over 22 years. I started at the young, ripe age of 21 with my own business. So I was working in a field for so long where I was really the minority. A woman-owned business as well as a woman commercial real estate broker. Right. And I was finding myself mentoring women in my field over and over again because it was difficult for them to get into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so
that's really how it started.
That's how it started. So women were coming to you and saying, hey, I've seen you be really successful. What can I do? How can I follow in your footsteps? Can I shadow you? Will you mentor me? Is it that kind of thing?
Exactly. So I probably mentored about 8 different women in my career. Right. And then it just took this natural progression to wait. There's a whole world out there of women that don't have the support, don't have the push, don't have people that believe in them so they can really be and do whatever that they want to.
Right, right. So first of all, everybody, you're going to want to know how to follow along with us, and you can take a look at Galit's website. It's GalitVenturaRozen.com, Galit Ventura Rosen. And she's with us. Are you in Las Vegas at the moment?
I am. This is home base for me.
Awesome. Well, I'm in Phoenix, so you and I are going to get together very, very soon because I come to Las Vegas very frequently. So after you decide, you know, you see that these women are coming to you, you find yourself in this mentoring position, you turn that into trainings and workshops, public speaking, you do seminars. Tell us about what happens. What can someone expect when they're coming to you in your workshops or your trainings?
Absolutely. So everything begins and ends for the woman, which means the basis of what is it that you desire and what is it that you're looking for to accomplish in your life and what are you missing to do that? And what's really unique about me, Clarissa, is I have a master's degree in therapy. Oh. So I went back to school so I could learn how to teach women and also men how to overcome the obstacles. And, you know, it's crazy how sometimes our biggest enemy is our own thoughts.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you have a master's degree in marriage and family therapy, too, which has got to be extremely helpful because, you know, it's kind of a 360, right? If they're coming to work with you, not only are you business mentoring, but maybe kind of taking a look at what's going on in their personal lives as well?
Well, yes and no. I don't act as their therapist, but the reason I ended up going back to school and doing my practicum is because I wanted to learn about the mind, and I wanted to really understand why does it work against us instead of for us. Mm-hmm. So I'm very blessed to have so many tools now to help women overcome, because I always say the how is the easy part. I can teach you how to succeed all day long, but if you don't have the mindset to match the how, which is really your brain, and it's working against you instead of for you, then it doesn't matter how long I teach you or how much, you're going to self-sabotage yourself. And like you said at the beginning, not have the confidence to believe in yourself and to succeed. So what I chose to do was blend business, my business experience of 20 plus years, with the idea of let's overcome these obstacles and let's make every single woman a powerhouse. Mm-hmm. Because I believe there's enough room in this world for as many women as we can to build into someone like you or like me.
Right. Don't you think that it's been my experience? I'm sure it's been your experience as well. The number one thing is fear, right? It's fear of the unknown. It's fear of moving forward. It's fear of, you know, leaving something or someone behind as you're moving forward, because there's a lot of that. And the jealousies that come along with moving into success. Tell me about how you work with your gals with these different issues. And then I'll ask you another question I want to know. Yeah. How do you work around these issues? Yeah.
So fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of the unknown, always the number one obstacle, and everything else seems to stem from that. So what I do first and foremost is I sit down with them and really understand why they have the fear. And a lot of times it stems from one of those things, and a lot of times it starts from a limited belief, something either from a job, a boss, a significant other. Sometimes it's as simple as from your parents. So the first thing you want to do is you really want to recognize where it comes from. Allow yourself to know it's there. Do not sweep it under the carpet. Deal with it. And the way that you're going to deal with it, honestly, sometimes it's just as simple as ripping off the Band-Aid and trying something, just that little baby step towards that goal or what you want to accomplish, even though it doesn't feel so good. Once you do it, it feels so wonderful when you get to the other side.
Well, that's so true. That's a great point that you just made because, you know, and I think we've been through enough. We've gone through a lot of our breakthroughs, overcoming moments and all of those. But there are always new ones. It never seems as though there's never a hurdle. It never seems as though, you know, even from perception and being perceived as someone who's extremely successful, we also are still going through our stuff pretty much. I call them daily demons, Galit. And I think that, you know, that little... the little devil in one ear and the little angel in the other, and you never know which one to listen to. And so for sure, the fear is something I think that we all still struggle with on a daily basis. So you're in a good club if you're there, but you don't want to become a member. You know, it's like you don't want to sign up for that club. Rip off the band-aid, as Galita is saying.
So, and I agree with what you said. It's a daily thing. The difference between someone like me or you that's working through it every day is that we get up quicker and we move fast past it quicker. And we've also gotten to a point in our lives we allow it to push us instead of stop us.
Yeah, pretty much. I saw in some of the research that I was doing with you, you also touched upon depression. Yes. I wanted to know what how it is that, because I mean, look, a lot of people when they're moving forward or they're moving into a new business is because they are pushed into it or they're thrust into it due to a separation or a divorce or many other, you know, life things that happen. How is it that you deal with that with your gals? Where do you draw the line and say, okay, I can help you this far, and then maybe you need professional help? How do you deal with all that?
So I don't deal with that at all, because you really need to see somebody that's licensed and a professional. Even though I have the master's degree, I'm not practicing. But what I will tell you is this. Many times I'll be on the call, you know, the first call I have with somebody to potentially work with me, and they will say, do I need a therapist or should I be working with you? And I sit and I ask them, I said, do you want to work on how you feel or do you want to find the solutions and move past it? And so as long as someone that I'm talking to is not in what I call a victim state or a victim mindset, where they're blaming everybody for their life problems.
But they really want to move forward.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly it, Clarissa. You're
goes
answering
back to
it
mindset.
Yourself. It really is.
Yeah, and I don't want to touch lightly here, because when we talk about depression, it's, you know, if it's deep enough, it's not always about wanting to.
It's about,
you know, as you said, get to a professional because there are other ways of dealing with that. But, you know, if it's a little bit of just feeling blue and you know, because I will tell you, Galit, that when I feel fear, I shut down. I feel overwhelmed, I shut down. I start to go into a very quiet place. And to an indecisive place and not make any decision at all. And I recognize that in myself, and I'm sure many of the women listening do as well. I recognize that and now I just push through that. That's the moment where I go, okay, I recognize it. I get it. This is, like you said before, a part of the self-sabotage. So as you said, it's not always easy.
It's interesting that you said that, the push through, because I'm just about done with my first book, and one of the characteristics in there is to turn fear into determination. So what you just said is really that. So you push through the fear, and it makes you determined, and you recognize there are ways to learn to get past your obstacles. There are ways to look at them as being part of the way instead of in the way. And yes, I agree. If you're not getting out of bed in the morning, and if something is keeping you home, let's say it's sadness or depression, and it's
that's
not allowing
time.
You must get professional help, please.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love that. This is a great conversation, everybody. You are in the limelight with Clarissa Burt and with Galit Rosenventura. And we're having a fabulous conversation. We are going to continue talking about all the fabulous things that she does to empower women. So do not go away. We're going to be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info at voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed, by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
Are you ready for provocative discussions with some of today's most powerful movers and shakers? Tune in to The Art of Significance, featuring Dan Clark, the modern-day Napoleon Hill, who interviews the wealthiest, most successful celebrities and business leaders on the planet, who are using their influence to change the world. From authors to entertainers, sports figures, educators, to military leaders, Dan covers multiple topics. Tune in every Monday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Change starts here. Change starts now. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight. We are with Galit Ventura Rosen. You can follow us on her website as we're going along. She's got all the social medias that you could possibly imagine. So you'll find her on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and we've got to continue with the conversation. But I know that, you know, we had touched upon depression, and I'm assuming that in there we're also talking about anxiety. But one of the things that I loved on your website was a fabulous question, and I wanted your answer to this. Do you think being positive is taught or is it natural?
I knew you were going to bring that up today.
Oh, I love the question.
Yes, that stirred up a lot of conversation on one of my pages. It was very interesting to me because I had across the board every answer you could imagine. And I think my personal answer, which I actually did not answer in that post, was I believe that there's a blend. I do believe that some people are born more natural, and this is not proven. You can't find research on Galit Ventura Rosen about this. This is just my opinion. But I do believe some of us are born more positive than others and have to work harder at being positive. But I also have to tell you that I think it is a human natural characteristic to, it's almost, it's easier to go to the negative than the positive. And even us positive natural people have to work at changing our thoughts.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I can see with my sister and myself, I'm the heavier one and she's definitely light. She's happy all the time. Mm-hmm. And I call her skip-diddy-doo-dah. And she's got a lot of stuff on her. She's got a lot of stress and many difficulties and just breezes through everything. Whereas for me, it's always dun, 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 you know? And so I was looking forward to finding out whether I was taught to be negative or I'm just naturally negative.
I think it's a mixture, Clarissa, because I believe we're all born into this world almost the same. We come into this world until our surroundings affect us, or our parents, or our siblings, or our school. If you really think about it, we all come in, but if we want to get deep and do the research on the DNA and stuff, I don't know enough about that. I just know that I've been told my whole life I seem to be a natural, effortless, positive person, but I'm just like everybody else. There are days where I got to work at my thoughts, and there are days where I have to change them.
Yeah, I told you, the daily demons. The other question I wanted to ask you, first of all, in the last segment we glissed over very quickly, your book is coming up. Let's talk about that a second. When?
Yes.
Do you have a name? Can you share?
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah,
so
tell us.
I'm in the editing stages right now. The name of my book is The Successful Woman's Mindset.
Ooh, I love that.
I'm very excited about it. And you mentioned turning fear into determination, and that's one of the successful woman's mindset characteristics. So
awesome.
I'm going to be talking about, there's about 13 or 14 characteristics associated with having the mindset to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And what
wow.
I love most about the book is I don't tell you what the definition of success is. You figure out what your definition is.
Very nice. So are you self-publishing or?
Yeah, we're going to self-publish. I'm looking at probably in the next 2 months maximum.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be at the Book Expo in New York in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm going up with my book that, you know, I hopefully be out in the next 6 months. It's called The Self-Esteem Regime, but we'll talk about it another time. Get into love the book. I love the title of your book. I definitely want to know when it comes out because I'll have you back on we'll promote it for you. Yeah, absolutely. The other question that I had for you was, you were talking to me about when we went to break, what did you tell me, that you have a course coming up?
Yes. So it's really interesting because we're always rebranding ourselves. We're always rediscovering ourselves. And while we rediscover ourselves, we like to share it with the public because I truly believe our duty in life is to share our gifts, because if we keep them to ourselves, it's almost a little bit selfish. Mm-hmm. So what came to me in the last just few weeks was, what is it that I embody? And I'm a woman of influence. And it's interesting because I've been the top 100 women of influence in Las Vegas for the last 2 years.
Awesome.
And I just recently put together a program called Grow Your Influence, mm-hmm. Network, and Income. And it embodies everything that I am. So it's really fun because it embodies being a leader, serving others, mm-hmm. visibility, and doing what you love or having your own business. So I'm excited because I just put together this program. It's coming out. I've got a workshop at the end of the month and in July, and then we're going to have a group program to show women how to grow their influence by giving back and being a leader, being visible, and actually attracting their ideal client and opportunities with no expense whatsoever, but just putting out these type of ideas.
And let's say again what it's going to be.
Sure. I actually have my first workshop at the end of June and July in Vegas. And then mm-hmm. I have a virtual one on July 14th. Mm-hmm. And then that will feed straight into a group program that will start in August.
How exciting. And so, I wanted to mention, you know, part of the fact that people have seen you on NBC, CBS, Fox, ABC, and the like, and certainly different television stations up in Las Vegas, but you are also a premier member of the Women's Speakers Association, which is really cool.
Absolutely.
Top 100 Women of the Year for My Vegas magazine, Women's Hall of Fame up in Nevada, holy smokes, the Athena Leadership Honoree, that's extraordinary, and Silver State Award. You were recognized as best local motivational speaker. Holy smokes. How do you fit it all in?
I don't have to share with you that when you choose to follow your purpose and passion, do you want to hear the craziest part about this?
Yeah.
You're not going to believe me when I tell you. I started this part of my journey only 17 months ago. All of that I accomplished in the last 17 months.
Wow. Because before you were doing
amazing?
Real estate.
Yes. I've been a commercial real estate broker in Las Vegas for over 20 years, decided to follow my purpose and passion. And then when you follow your purpose and passion, and I teach this all day long, everything comes almost effortless to you. No, don't get me wrong. You and I put in a lot of work and time. You can't stay home and expect to accomplish this.
Right,
but it's what you're meant to do. So it almost has this natural progression.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm
going to be coming up to Vegas very soon. And this has absolutely nothing to do with what you're doing, but I want to talk to you about it anyway. There's a brand new pageant system coming up for women over 40.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I reached out and connected with the beautiful woman that you recommended, and I'm going to be talking to her. I'm always looking to promote positive forums for women in Las Vegas. It's something I do from my heart. So you and I will connect, and we will most definitely talk a little more when you come to Vegas.
I am definitely excited. Yeah, I'm so thrilled we have connected. Just extraordinary. And you say, when you have the passion behind what you do, it does kind of fall into place. It seems a lot easier, doesn't it?
It does. It's almost, I love the word effortless. I have to tell you, yes, we put in the work. Please, anyone that's listening, know you've got to put in the action steps. You've got to put in the work. You've got to have the right support system and the right guidance. But when you are doing what you were meant to do, There is a little piece of effortlessness there that everything.
Oh, I like that. Effortlessness. Like there you go.
Yeah, effortlessness.
Nice so job, Galit. Nice job.
Clarissa, right? Oh my gosh, I need to. So you reached out to me because of the wonderful things I'm doing in my community. And we didn't even touch on how much philanthropic things I do because I
do
give
that.
Back
we've
every
got,
day.
We've got a few minutes to go. I'd love for you to talk about it. Go ahead, please.
Sure. My passion my entire life has been to give back to my community, and I teach that in my program. I've been a volunteer and a past board member for the Women's Shelter in Las Vegas. It's called the Shade Tree Women's Shelter. I plan multiple events every year for the children there and the moms. I just did the Mother's Day event where mm-hmm. the kids get to shop for free for their moms and give them gifts for Mother's Day. I do the back to school event where the kids each get a brand new outfit with all their school supplies and a brand new backpack every year before they start school. And there's a lot of other stuff that I'm doing here. I'm president of Women of Global Change, which
is that Shelly?
It is, you know, yeah. Shelly. So I brought Women of Global Change to Las Vegas about a year and a half ago because
exciting.
I believe so much in her mission.
Right, right. I love Shelly.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her in a while,
wonderful.
But I love her dearly. I want to talk to you because I've just started a new e-commerce website. It's called clarissaburt.shop. And as you look across the menu bar, you'll see the brand philosophy, which is look good, feel good, be good, and greater good. To me, they are the four pillars of self-esteem. So when you go to greater good, you're going to see something called taking the charge for charity. And taking the charge for mm-hmm. charity is my way of living my greater good and helping charities get money into their pockets, you know, a few extra dollars at least. With no money out of pocket to anyone. So go take a look at that, and you and I'll have a lovely conversation about how I can help your charity. We have here in Phoenix the Sojourner Center, and I do very, very, I've done in the past some very, like the Angel Tree, so I'll have a party here at the house, and we'll have, you know, presents, and then, you know, we'll take them down there for Christmas.
I love the Angel Tree. That's wonderful.
So we do have so much in common, and I know that, again, it's just a really important part of what we do, what we women do, the caretakers in us, and the beating heart in us, and the good hearts in us. Want to make this place, this world, this life that we're in a much better place. Galit, I've got 1 minute to go. Leave us with some parting words of advice.
Absolutely. If anybody that's listening, especially you ladies and men too, if there's anywhere inside you where you feel like you were meant for more or you feel like there's something missing, I promise you I've been there. And when you dig into that piece, the other side of it can be so magical and so beautiful. And know that there is a world of women out there ready to support you and uplift you. Don't think that it's this cutthroat, competitive. Some of the most magical women I've met, like Clarissa, just through what I'm doing, have been there to support and uplift and guide me. And I've had some of the best mentors. Mm-hmm. So please search them out. If it's me or if it's someone else, it doesn't matter. Search them out so you can have that peace filled inside you with what it is that makes you happy.
Well, that is awesome. What an extraordinary interview, Galit. Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us and talk to our listeners. And this isn't the last conversation you and I are going to have.
Reach out to me and we'll make sure we meet up when you're here and we will do what we do best, which is make everything a little bit more wonderful in the world.
Fabulous. Okay, love. Everybody, do not go away. You know that I've got another fabulous super influencer coming along. And while we were talking about charity, we're going to be talking a little bit more about a man this time that's doing some very extraordinary things out in San Diego for at-risk youth. Do not go away, everybody. We're going to be right back.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
It's time to unlock some of the best-kept secrets in health, wealth, and happiness. Are you ready to live your life to the fullest and hear insider tips from today's experts? Then tune in to The Forbes Factor with celebrity TV host and inspirational icon, Forbes Riley. She's a best-selling author and TV fitness expert, and you know her from QVC and HSN. Now she brings her expert advice and guests to the Voice America Influencers Channel. Tune in live every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for The Forbes Factor. We guarantee it will be the best hour of your week. Do you believe that being fit is difficult? Do you think it requires turning in your favorite comfort foods for boring chicken and broccoli and spending hours in a gym? It doesn't. Tune into Have It All with Devin Alexander. Devin and her guest experts will show you how you can have it all at any age, from relationships to money to thinking bigger than you've ever imagined. Devin will fast-track your goals to yummy reality. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Yep, you are back in the limelight on this fabulous Tuesday here in Phoenix, Arizona. And here goes my shout out to A-Rod down in the studio, who always makes me sound every week a lot better than I probably am. All right, everybody. So we've got some really, I've got another really extraordinary guest. I love the people that I know and that I meet as I navigate this world. And recently I met someone out in San Diego who's doing really great stuff for at-risk youth, for homeless youth. And I really had to have him on because just the nicest guy. And when you hear what he's doing, it is really, really cool. So I'm going to bring him right on, and we're going to get started to get talking about the David's Harp Foundation and the guy that started it all up. His name is Brandon Steep. Is it Steep or Steppe?
Steppe. Yeah, but you can call me whatever you like. No problem.
Well, you know, you just never know what's going to come out of my mouth. Between the English and the 30 years I was living in Italy, Brandon, you never quite know. Yes. Well, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you could be on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, first of all, you know, we met some months ago in San Diego, and you had a beautiful, beautiful keynote that you gave. And it was just so touching that, you know, it kind of takes a lot for me to get up from the table after a keynote and run after somebody and say, give me your card. I've just got to have you on my show, because it was that, it was really that poignant and quite touching what you do and how you said it and how eloquently you said it. So give us a little bit of background. I know that you yourself are not only a music lover, but you went to school. You tell the story. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I will. So I am a music lover, by the way, but I'm also a musician and a professional producer by trade originally, and had been very passionate about that for a long time. But like most people, kind of just went to business school because that's what I was expected to do, right? And got through that and got into the corporate world, and about 3 or 4 years into that and climbing the corporate ladder, doing pretty well, it just hit me all at once that, you know, maybe I was supposed to be doing music, which is a shocker. My wife was like, no, you need to
bring
home
a paycheck,
like, which is amazing. Anytime a wife tells you you need to explore music, that's
oh, explore
that's
music. Okay, cool. All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, and then long story short, I found myself, I quit my corporate job, stepped out on faith in 2006 and started a garage studio, which I thought, I could freelance out of here. And I cast out my 401k and put it all into studio equipment with the understanding that I'll give this a shot. And if not, I bought all this stuff very shrewdly at a, you know, used, and I can always sell it and recoup the money. And my life changed when I started encountering young people in that space.
Oh, I know. Okay. And so how did you come across encountering the youth?
Yeah.
Was there a one story that sort of changed your trajectory?
Is.
Okay.
There always is. There's always that one kid, right?
Yeah, there is.
But in this particular incident, that young man's name was Ray Vaughn. he was very persistent in wanting to pursue art and music inside my garage studio. And he's a local kid. And he knocked on the garage door and insisted to come in. And I told him, no, I was very busy. And I was. And he said, no, I want to do this. I see you in here and I want to learn how to do this. So I made him a deal that he could come back the next day, and he was late. So I told him, guess what? You're late. You didn't respect my time. I'm sorry. That was the end of that.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah. And then he said, no, I really, I'm sorry. I didn't know. So the next day I gave him another chance, and he was there 30 minutes early. I was like, all right, now you're too early.
Wow. Talk so about
awesome. And as he walked in that door of that garage, and he started to interact in music, I saw the day melt off this kid in a way that was just phenomenal. It changed my life.
Yeah.
He went from a 16-year-old African-American male in a very urban community that I grew up in as well, experiencing with gangs and things of that nature, to just being a kid in the midst of this studio environment.
Right.
And I was amazed, and I thought, there's something here. Mm-hmm. And there was. So I ended up trading good grades for studio time with Ray Vaughn and a few other students in the neighborhood, and I saw phenomenal growth in their GPAs just from the simple transaction of trading their grades every 6 weeks for recording studio time.
Wow. So in other words, they would have to come to you with their report card?
Exactly. So they bring me their progress report, and I'd give them an hour for an A and 30 minutes for a B and nothing for a C.
Oh, you're kidding me. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's fun.
An hour for an A. Man. And so, okay, so now I'm assuming that was, you know, that was the one that child that, you know, changed, you know, your path. How did the word get out? Is it, did you do any promotion, or was it just word out on the street?
No, I've never done any promotion. That was 2006. In 2009, I was doing some work, and a good friend of mine who was at Discovery Communications at the time said, hey, we really should do this. And, you know, what you have there is an environment that I think we need to do.
Pursue.
And we went to work figuring out how to build these kids a studio of their own. And we've never done really any marketing. It was always our intent to not have to do the traditional nonprofit asking and talking.
Right.
So we started to approach corporations and get their corporate trash, so depreciated items that they've purchased, mostly broadcast items, and we sold those in order to raise money for the program, which is a different way of going about things, but it allowed us to be able to focus exclusively on the program for the program's sake. A lot of times in nonprofits, people make and create programs just for funding, but we have never done that and never will.
Right.
It's specifically, we know what works with these kids, bringing them into this environment, surrounding them with mentorship, and giving them the opportunity to live their dream, but also requiring them to be accountable outside of the studio environment.
Mm-hmm.
So we never wrote a program besides what we knew worked with these youth.
Right. So, okay, so you started in your garage. Where are you housed now?
So now we're in a state-of-the-art facility in downtown San Diego on 16th and G Street, which is in the homeless a kind of a homeless area in downtown San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great because we now work with not just youth at risk in Southeast San Diego, which is more kind of inner city, but we're working with foster youth. We're working with juvenile offenders, and we're also working with homeless youth directly while they check themselves into a shelter for the night. And they come here to create afterwards. So once they're safe off the street, that's their accountability piece. They're able to come experience the studio.
And how many kids do you work with on any given day, any given week, any given month?
Sure. So we're a creative development organization, which means we really go at a really deep level with the youth that we serve. And we serve about 225 youth annually. So instead of just seeing multiple faces, we build mentoring relationships with youth, and then we see them through the process. We have some kids that have been here for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have some kids that are just checking themselves in the shelter, and we're not sure where they're going to land.
Mm-hmm.
But so there's kind of this variation in youth, but we serve about 200 annually, little north of 200.
200 annually. And obviously, I'm assuming they're mostly of high school age?
Yeah, so they are. So they're they're primarily high school age, actually 14 or 13, but the shelter goes down even to 12, but 12 mm-hmm. to 18 is kind of the range. Right. And then we also have a transitional age program that serves youth 18 to 24, where youth mm-hmm. are actually in a business and learning to take this creativity to the next level and become entrepreneurs.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you got to meet, I think you got to meet Jesus, right?
I think I did. Yes, I did. Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Oh, yeah. Great stuff. Okay. And the other question that I had for you is, how did you come mm-hmm. across the name David Tarp for the foundation?
That's okay. So it's all based on that story that I just told you about Rayvon.
Okay.
The ability to be able to watch youth come into this studio and transform from just absolutely in trauma to just being at peace and laughing and having joy is exactly what I saw in a mm-hmm. story about the biblical David, of him playing a harp and the torment leaving a king.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a deep play on that story and just the power of music, but then also just my element of faith that I had at that moment.
Yeah, you're a man of faith, and what I was going to touch upon. How much did faith play into from when you said to your wife, you know, I think I'm going to have to start doing this and starting in your garage, to where you are today, in the last 8, 9, 10 years?
10 years, almost 11 years now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It played a huge role, and not just in the initial leaving, because I mean, I was 26 years old when that happened, but the process that I discovered who and what I was supposed to do, my personal why. I mean, faith was huge. This whole program is based on transparency and love, where our instructors come in and they're present, transparent with youth, letting them know what they're walking through every day, which doesn't happen with youth and adults very often.
Mm-hmm.
But that stemmed from a situation in the studio where I sat down in the midst of a catastrophic personal situation we can get into if you'd like, but I sat there and I had to pour my heart out to young people. And for the first time, I earned a mentoring relationship when these young people reciprocated that and poured their heart out. Mm-hmm. I was able to earn that relationship through transparency.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I got to see really the aspects of my faith that were so powerful and real. You know?
Do you think that it was your faith that kept you, you know, there's always that bifurcation in the road, right? You can either go into the gangs, you can either follow that, or you can do the more difficult thing, which mm-hmm. is not go into gang life, right? Which is, it's really hard when you're living in that kind of environment mm-hmm. on those streets. It's difficult not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
How did your faith play in when you were younger and having to make that decision?
The most amazing thing about it is my faith was in myself and getting myself out of the community that I was in and being successful and those things. I didn't really have a faith until I was about 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And me relearning who I was through this process in the studio was really me relearning what it meant to follow God
mm-hmm.
and to put my faith on the line in action. So, you know, this whole coming of age for these young people in this studio was also a coming of age for me personally.
Wow. That's really so extraordinary. So poignant, as I said, everybody, you know, when I was listening to Brandon on stage, this is the kind of authenticity that you got in front of a room of people. It's the same authenticity that you're hearing now. And I absolutely love it. I think it's just great, Brandon, what you're doing. I couldn't be happier for you and for the kids over there at the David Tarp Foundation in San Diego. Mm-hmm. Would you say it was G Street and what?
16th and D.
16th and G. That's where somebody can find you, and you can find David. And you can find Brandon. DavidsHarpFoundation.org. Go there. Get some more information. We're going to have to go to break, Brandon, but I'm going to ask you to hang out because we've got a few more minutes with you, and I want to ask you some more questions. Everybody, don't go away because we're going to be back with Brandon Stepp right after this break.
The stories. Be motivated. Be inspired. Join us today. Voice America Influencers.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
More people are in slavery today than ever before. With Rock Against Trafficking, our goal is to create awareness through the power of music. Join host Gary Miller, an award-winning songwriter, musician, and producer, as he connects with the musicians that are part of the effort, showcases new music, and brings stories that will reach out to you in supporting the survivors of trafficking. Listen in every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Rock Against Trafficking on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Yep, you're in the limelight again with Brandon Stepp from David's Heart Foundation. Go to davidsheartfoundation.org to learn more. About 10 years ago, maybe 11, Brandon started in his garage. And now not only do they have a facility in downtown San Diego, but what were you telling me on break?
We're actually going to expand here pretty soon. So that's an amazing thing.
That's awesome.
Yes,
really cool. So you're starting to move out a little bit. Here's a couple of, first of all, everybody, again, I told you how to find Brandon if you want to get with him. Also, David's Harp you can find on Instagram. You can find it on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Sure. So no excuses. You can, Brandon, I'm going to stop doing that. Brandon, would you like to hand out your email address as well if someone wants to contact
sure,
you?
Yeah, no, it's Brandon@davidsharpfoundation.org or info@davidsharpfoundation.org, either one.
Okay, it's not easy.
And the social media is David's Harp Found, @davidsharpfound on all Twitter, Instagram, all that fun stuff.
David's Harp Found. Okay, good to know. Mm-hmm. Also, there's also a donate button, everybody. If you're listening and you like to go to the website, donate, help Brandon and his kids.
That'd
you can
amazing.
Do that there. Yeah, that would be awesome. But I know that you haven't done this alone. You're working with some collaborators, and I just thought maybe we'd give them a shout out.
Sure, please. Yeah, no, so Sony is one of our huge collaborators, the Discovery Channel. Both they have been corporations that have been amazing. And then also, we work with 17 community partners that refer us youth. We don't actually take youth in to our program without a referring partner, and we do that to strengthen the community of support around these youth, but also to maximize every single resource that we have. So we're bringing a for-profit mentality into the nonprofit space. Partnership and really maximizing resources.
Right. I'm going to ask you two questions. One is going to be the greatest success story, and the other one is going to be, someone that might have, what is the percentage of, and I'm going to say this probably in a crude way, but of kids that come and maybe that fall through the cracks or don't pursue, or that maybe you have to sort of, run after a little bit to make sure that they keep coming back. I mean, how much of that, of the fatherly Brandon do these kids get as well?
Yeah, that's a tough one. This last week has been really tough. We had a young man that was contemplating suicide. And there's a lot of that happens. Just whenever you're being present and these instructors, this whole staff here, whenever you're present with people, it's just not a linear situation, right? People don't just start at the bottom and then follow a straight line to success.
Right.
And especially with these young people, some of them haven't been in a loving environment in a long time, or they haven't had an adult respect them ever. So when they get in this place, it's definitely a up and down road that
there's a learning curve,
trend.
Huh? a learning
yes,
curve.
It's a upward, yeah, I call it an upward trend with curves.
Yeah, okay. That's
and,
fair.
And it looks like us having to go at times to court dates and for us being present with them when they fail, because it's just as important as when they succeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of, I'm sure there are many heart-wrenching moments for you. There have been over yes. these last 10 years, because first of all, you're mm-hmm. working with kids, mostly teenagers, and they're already, mm-hmm. you know, a little challenged, if you will, and then coming, you know, at-risk youth and foster kids and all the things they're going through. I know that a lot of that mm-hmm. must fall on you. So kudos to you for the work that you're doing there again.
Thank you.
And your greatest, let's give if you'd like to, an example of one of your greatest triumphs, somebody
sure.
that's really
sure.
coming through with full flying colors.
Absolutely. Let me give you the kind of the long and short, the greatest success, I would say, we have a number of kids that go from not being enrolled in school at all to achieving high academic success. So mm-hmm. one in particular is my little sister, Livy, who was on the run for 2 years from the time she was 14 to the time she was 16 in the foster care system, and landed here on probation in the studio. And in 6 months went from not being enrolled and not going to school to a 3.86 GPA.
Whoa.
But she's not the only one. We have multiple kids that go from not being involved in school, and when they get that accountability, they shoot through the academic roof. But I will say that this year, and I'll say just in recent memory, my biggest personal success is sitting down with a young lady, and I can't mention her name for legal purposes, but
sure.
she sat down in the studio and she was contemplating getting in a car with a older boyfriend and driving to Las Vegas and starting a new quote-unquote life there. And here in San Diego,
wow.
sex trafficking is higher sure. than it is pretty much anywhere in the United States.
Wow.
And to know that that was something that one of our kids was going to go through, and we sat in the studio and had this conversation about why that wasn't a good idea
mm-hmm.
and respectfully gave her the options to be able to defeat that situation. That those are the successes that don't come through on paper, but that there's mm-hmm. a young lady now that's going to graduate high school in 2 weeks, and
mm-hmm.
she's not in Las Vegas in
wow.
that scenario. Those are the moments that are successful that will never show up on paper, but
right.
that's what this place is.
That's extraordinary. That is so awesome. Listen, I know that mm-hmm. you don't do this alone. Let's give a shout out, if you will, to some of your staff.
Absolutely.
Who else is doing this with you?
We have a fantastic staff. Joseph Mack, who's our director of programs, great musician. Hannah Hughes, she's our director of communications, fabulous with the kids. Young ladies love her. My wife is actually our financial, kind of financial bookkeeper. She's
mm-hmm.
amazing, holding down a full-time job and doing that for us.
That's
and then
exact.
We have an amazing staff of 6 mentors that are just phenomenal musicians, and at the same time have such a heart for these youth that are in these studios day after day.
Really?
Laying it down. They go inside juvenile hall. They're working with youth everywhere around our community, and it's just amazing. It really is.
We got a couple of minutes left. I just want to know if maybe you had, if you have an ask, if you have an appeal to make, if you've got,
yes.
you know, I'm going to give you the floor and just let you do what you do best.
Awesome. I do have an ask, and it took me a long time to get to this place to be able to, like I said,
mm-hmm.
just try to stay under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
But we have such a platform here with this music. We are teaching youth to create the art that they love, and
mm-hmm.
we're meeting them right where they're at and building these relationships.
Right.
It's such a powerful platform. We definitely need help to expand the platform, but we need people that are wanting to take advantage, that have a heart for these youth but maybe can't connect,
mm-hmm.
to be able to step up and empower us, to empower these mentors to sit in these classes with these kids. And to do that, it takes resources. It takes computers and money and all these things that people have that
mm-hmm.
have the heart. And I just mm-hmm. would make that plea to you, if you're listening to this and you have a passion for these youth but aren't quite sure how to connect that passion,
mm-hmm.
I would love to share this platform with you so that you can link to it and we can really make some change here with the youth and expand
right.
it. I mean, more people need to have access. We have a waiting list now. And we're 6 days a week programming. And right now we just need to expand, and we need help with that. So anybody listening, we could really use your help.
Is it donations only, monetary donations that you're looking for? Are you still looking for more equipment? Some, you know, the right. What is it exactly that you could really use?
We could really use, so MacBooks, we're going inside juvenile hall system now. So 2015 or newer MacBook Pro computers or iMac computers, those were always in need of that. Any kind of musical equipment that's technical, keyboards, things of that nature, we could always use that. But other than that, the monetary things that will continue us to allow us to empower these mentors to be here with these kids. You know, we pay them a fair wage. They're musicians in the community, and their time is valuable, but their service is invaluable.
Invaluable. Absolutely. Well, Brandon, I cannot thank you enough for being on the show today and taking the time to tell everybody about the extraordinary work that you're doing. Again, everybody, it's davidsharpfoundation.org. You can get them on social at davidsharpfound on Facebook, on Pinterest, on Twitter, and on YouTube. Brandon. Oh, I can't believe I did that three or four times. Holy smokes.
Don't worry.
Sorry. Brandon, thank you and your staff for all the amazing work that you're doing. I hope that the show will do some good for you, and definitely we'll get you on my platform as well and see how we can help you guys out there, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing for all these causes. You're amazing.
You're so welcome. Okay, everybody, that's the end of this show. That's how quickly that hour went. And you know the drill. Next Tuesday, 11 o'clock PST, two more fabulous super influencers with extraordinary stories to share with us. Okay, we'll be talking to you then. Go out and do something good for somebody today, though, huh? That would be a nice thing. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight. Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.